Okay, good morning, everybody. So, continuing on in Parak Chaf Gimel of the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is a parak all about Shochad, which is much more than, again, Ivos Hadin, as we explained. It's Mamon Bedin, it's corrupting the process of Din. So, we noted yesterday that small wonder that the Rambam takes this as an opportunity to highlight the idea of Ki HaMishpat LeLokim Hu, of the Dayanim is Shluchei Hashem. I know I'm borrowing a little bit from the formulations of the Ramban, but it's substantively the same idea. Lifnehim Mihem Danim U Bishvil Mihem Danim, the idea of working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that regard, right, because that's the entire reason the process has to be sanctified. So the next part of the halacha, the Kesef Mishnah says about it, HaKol Perakamah D'Sanhedrin K'Lashon Rabbeinu. So I don't know if the Chafa Dimyon is meant to be taken loosely, because it's not all K'Lashon Rabbeinu. You'll see the Rambam had a pretty dramatic expansion. So again, with the idea of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem in mind, it's a Chil Hashem to undermine, it's a chilul Hashem to deviate from din. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is kulei et kulo emes. Kol dayan shen odan din emes lamito gorim l'shchina shetistalek miyisrael. It's an assault on shchina. V'chol dayan shen notel mamon mizav v'nosel l'zeh shalok k'din. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gobim min nufashos shenemar v'koves kovehem nafesh. You'd ask a simple question. You know, why isn't it just gezel v'heishim? As agzela sher gazal. But the reason that you're chayv misa b'dei shemayim, as we explained, is a halacha. That's the issue of chilul Hashem. They shouldn't feel that the standard is perfection. They should feel that they have to do the best that they can, and that they'll be zocha to siyata d'shmaya. Now, if you take a look, you know, is it really hakol k'lashon rabbeinu? The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf zayin. Again, the Rambam was following the order of the Gemara. Amar Mishmuel Nachmani Rabbi Yonasan Kaldayin Shadadina Meslamito Masha Shchina B'Yisrael Shenemar Elohim Nitzav Badaseel Bekerav Elohim Yishbot. V'Kaldayin She'eno Dan Dina Meslamito Gorm Shchina Shisalik B'Yisrael Shenemar Mishon Aniyim Yen Kasav Yonim Atakum Yomar Hashem. Amar Mishmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan Kaldayin Shenotol Mizav Nosin Lezeh Shalok Yedin Kadosh Baruch Hu Notol Menu Nafsho Shenemar Al Tigzol Dal Kidalhu. So 2 points. So it's true, a lot of the Lashonos are there, but not all of them. In particular, the Rambam's idea, Tikein Kola Olam Kulo, and Afilu Sha'achas, I'm not familiar with that anywhere in the Gemara, and I think that's exactly the point, right? The Rambam is expanding pretty dramatically. He's noting that there's two dimensions to Din Emes Lamita. One of them is Hashra'as HaShchina, that's a very high-minded thing, but it's also Tikkun HaOlam. It's also, the idea of, you know, creating the best possible society, so both from a pragmatic and a spiritual standpoint. Oh, I think we now can take the next step, right? The Rambam, very fascinating, inverted. He quoted the Gemara very heavily, but the Gemara started with Dayan Shadan Din Emes Lamito, which is a natural place, a more optimistic place to start, and then moved called Dayan She'eno Dan Din Emes Lamito, right? He moved to the, let's call it, the less optimistic formulation. So what's that all about? But I think this is exactly the point. It's in the Perek of Shochad. So the Rambam, you know, is building off of this idea of, you know, just how severe a violation that is. When a person, allows the process to be corrupted, it's an assault on the Shechina, especially if you're notel mamum nizav and osnal lezeh shelo chadin. And then the Rambam comes back and says, you know, but don't think that this is all, fire and brimstone, but on the contrary, what a spiritual opportunity is, as well as a pragmatic opportunity, kulo tikin es kol alam kulo, v'gorim l'shechina shetishra b'Yisrael, so it has both pragmatic and spiritual dimensions.